In Iraq today, moves by U.S. and Iraqi government forces in areas largely controlled by insurgents. In the city of Samarra, there was a clear attempt to retake military and political control. That city has been described as lawless in recent weeks. There were also more strikes by U.S. warplanes on what the military calls insurgent targets in two other cities, Fallujah and Tal Afar. Casualty figures varied widely, but at least dozens of Iraqis were killed and scores wounded. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Baghdad, and he joins us. First, Peter, what can you tell us about this move into Samarra, north of Baghdad?
Well, Samarra lies between Baghdad and Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit to the north, and according to American and Iraqi officials, there was something of an event there today, a city council meeting. Recently, the stories from there have been more of armed gunmen and lack of law and order. So today, in what would normally seem quite an ordinary chain of events, an interim mayor was selected, an acting chief of police was picked. The officials say they'll be in charge until real elections can be held. The Iraqi forces are there at key intersections, backed up by U.S. military men. The military says the idea is to give Samarra residents a sense that law and order is at least beginning to reemerge there, and if it takes hold, there may be some reconstruction money, too.
I guess it's no coincidence that the U.S. chose a relatively small venue for this type of operation, given the Iraqi security forces and their state of readiness in terms of holding off the insurgents.
I think that's right. According to the Americans, the idea is to start with a manageable population. Don't put these newly trained Iraqi forces into some place they can't handle yet. Prime Minister Iyad Alawi has been trying to lay the groundwork, meeting with local tribal leaders, telling them, look, there's a lot of money to be spent here to rebuild your cities if you can control this violence. So this is something of an experiment, a first step toward reversing this trend where more and more territory had appeared to be falling under control of either insurgents or armed gangs.
Turning to the day's battles, the heaviest fighting appears to have taken place in the north.
That's right. West of the city of Mosul, Tal Afar is on the main road to Syria. U.S. officials suspect foreign fighters have infiltrated on that road into Tal Afar. They say hundreds of local residents have been driven from their homes. The military says airstrikes were used today to drive insurgents from a mosque that they'd occupied. The main road was also secured. There were conflicting casualty counts ranging from a couple dozen to more than four dozen dead. Iraqi medical workers said scores were injured. And because of the fighting, even more Tal Afar residents fled today.
And in the ongoing fighting in Fallujah, west of Baghdad, there were more airstrikes today. What more do you know, Peter?
The third consecutive day of airstrikes there, in that Sunni stronghold. The military says the target again was a building used by fighters loyal to Musab al-Zarqawi, the Jordanian suspected of links to al-Qaeda. There was one sign, unconfirmed, that the U.S. may have hit one of its targets. A website posting said four Zarqawi fighters were killed in Fallujah airstrikes in the past 2 days. On the other hand, doctors said two women and two children also died. Separately, I should mention, Prime Minister Alawi said today that four, quote, important al-Qaeda suspects were arrested yesterday, but he offered no further details.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Michelle.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad.